Hallelujah. Morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Thank you as we look into your word. You ignite our hearts and to the goodness that you have in store for us, Lord, that our lives, Father God, can demonstrate that which you burst us from, Father God. Thank you. You will bring to light your purposes, your great and marvelous love, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. Psalm 106 and its verses 1 to 4. We're going to be reading from the TPT.
Hallelujah, praise the Lord. Everyone thank God, for he is good and easy to please. Your tender love for us, Lord, continues on forever. Who could ever fully describe your glorious miracles? Yahweh, who could ever praise you enough? The happiest one on earth is the one who keeps your word and clings to righteousness every moment. So remember me, Lord, as you take joy in your people, and when you come to bring the blessings of salvation, don't forget me.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's just what I've just been thinking about this morning is you know, that his steadfast love is eternal, it's forever. And but that's eternal love didn't just start when we turned to the Lord. That eternal love started even before the foundations of the earth. God predestined us in Christ. So this almighty God, this almighty Father had us in mind then already. We say often when we talk about when Jesus died, he had us in mind. That's true. But I just want to take it back further, because there's image and likeness that each and us, each and every one of us has, that's so unique, and that's in Christ Jesus. In Christ Jesus, God sees the whole picture for us. And then when we were birthed, that all those days, the plans that he has for us according to the Lamb's Book of Life, according to our names written in heaven, it's all there. We are spiritual being, and so in the spirit is that potential, and so we come as new creations. We come as God's children from heaven. We come from God's children with all the days ordained for us, being waiting for us to bring to God, is wanting to bring it to pass. We come with that from our birth. Amen. Because all those treasures are in the spirit, that's got to come to the soul and then to the body. But then from our birth, the evil one is around there to seduce us with traditions, with futility, with lies, with deception, to keep us away from this amazing love, this amazing purpose that is relevant to why we are here right now. And that's a beauty, guys, that we've so got to see. You don't want to miss out on any of God's love now that you have understood that his goodness is now here. And so you draw close to the Lord so that he can enlighten, put heavenly light into our souls, our will, intellect, and emotions that is relevant to our design, relevant to our spirit man, our true man, our inner man, and so that we can then bear fruits relevant to exactly where we are in our relationship with him, and that is according to who he made us to be. So we develop on schedule. I love this Psalm 103. It's been coming to our attention. Brother Jude shared it in church on Sunday as well. And Psalm 103. And just listen to this. Now remember, we're spiritual beings, just like God is spirit, and we must worship in spirit. So it's that's got to come out in truth into our souls and then into our bodies and then into our households, our environment. And yeah, that's the light we shine. So it says, bless the Lord, O my soul. Psalm 103, 1 to 5. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Bless, kneel down and adore. because you are waking up. He who finds his life will lose it. He who finds his soul will lose it. My, he who loses his soul for my name's sake will find life and life in abundance. So we bless the Lord so that we can have the right will, intellect, and emotions. And all that is within me, bless his holy name. His holy name is Father, knows all, loves us completely, plan is laid out for us. So we want all of him and all of the destiny that he's laid, he's made available to us. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. So this is all the goodness that we can think about in our soul. It's in God. We are led by the Spirit, so God lets us awake to whatever he wants to every morning, every day, walking, and then we need to then walk conscious of it. Who forgets not all his benefits. Benefits would be his promises. Eh? Who forgives all your iniquities. Who heals all your diseases. Who redeems your life from the pit. Who crowns you with steadfast love and mercy. Who satisfies you with good. What is this purpose? So that your youth is renewed like the eagle. So wonderful. That youth, the picture God had for us, that youthful, blessed child of the living God is renewed. We came from heaven, we were birthed from a womb, and we were new in that youth, but now it needs to be renewed. And this is why we draw close to God, and so God can draw close to us so that we can bless his name. He blesses us, kneels down and adores us, so we can kneel down and adore and wake up to what is relevant, what is the light for today, the goodness for today, the benefits for today, the healing for today, because he's redeeming us from the deception so that we can be renewed like the eagle. Amen. So be blessed. You're a child of the living God that was always first, and God's love is always first. He's there to motivate us, and then we partake of that, and we get too busy with doing the good to do the bad.
Thank you, Lord, that you are rejoicing over us and calming us with your love, according to Zephaniah 3:17. Amen.
Amen.